the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. That whole video is about you. You are that great and mighty army that has appeared. You are the Freedom Force Battalion. I'm Melissa Redpill. I'm so glad to be able to hang out with you guys tonight. We're going to talk about this shooter incident. We're going to talk about some other really cruel things that have happened in the news cycle. If you're not familiar with our channel, definitely go to freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. You'll get a bunch of red pills over there. Absolutely free. Tons of videos over there. I'll show you that a little bit more as we go along. But we look at how this is biblical. This is a great day that we've been waiting for all our lives. Right, you guys? This is the great day of the Lord. I'm so glad to see you guys over on the chat. This is awesome. Don't forget to hit the like button right now. Let's go ahead and hit it now and subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to our channel and your bell is rung so you'll know when we're doing the lives. And share. Thank you so much for doing that. And I'm going to show you my X account so you guys can help that to grow. So it is growing, and I really appreciate you guys helping on that. So let's jump in. Let's talk about this shooter. You guys know about this shooting that took place in New York City, and very similar. It's the same footprint of all these other shootings, and I wanted you to know what 17 has said about these things. Okay, so this is way back from 2018. Can you believe we've been having this terror upon our country for this long, whether it's at schools or whatever? It's, you know, and we've always heard about terror cells, and you think about people from other countries coming into our country, but unfortunately it goes deeper than that. And I wanted to make sure that you saw what 17 had to say about all of this. For example, here is from way back in June 2018, post 1629, law enforcement should interview the therapists. They never do. They never, because they don't want to offend someone. Oh, we're making fun of the people who are mentally ill. That's not what it's about. It's about the SSRIs. I'm going to show you what RFK said about that also today. It's time that we share this information. It's time that we talk about these things, because these medications are dangerous. And for those of you who are not familiar, I have a dear friend who was very much struggling with depression and even bipolar. I have information over on the website, melissaredpill.com, where you can see information about this, about anyway, type in freedomforce.live/depression or freedomforce.live/bipolar. It's right here on the, when you go here, you'll see under the health, you'll see bipolar, you'll see lifting depression, and amazing what has happened to help this dear friend of ours become so much better and not with SSRIs. for her, the problem was that she had so many side effects from it, basically making her feel like her fingers in a light socket. So it was not even an option. And so it was very interesting and that she would have that effect. Anyway, I'm very thankful that she didn't. So we found another solution. And so she's just doing absolutely great. So look into that. It's a lot about CBD. It's also about amino acids, making sure that you eat adequate protein, potentially thyroid issues, detoxing, and anyway, so look at that if you have any friends who are suffering with this, because they don't have to be. There are lots of great things, and there's a book on that channel. Anyway, check into it. But the thing I wanted you to see is what 17 has been telling us about for a long time. And he says each shooter has one, coincidentally. And we've also seen, I don't have a picture of it here, but you've seen the eyes, you know, how they have these eyes that clearly you can tell something is going on with them. And so it takes a person who's already having some difficulties because maybe they haven't been eating adequate nutrition. We already know that you can't get, you know, adequate, it's really hard to get adequate nutrition in from the grocery store shelves, or just a variety of things. Maybe they've had some trauma, maybe they've had just a lot of different reasons that someone needs this help, and then they get on these things, and many times it makes the situation worse. So I believe, you know, that the Lord did not intend us to have these drugs. Not to say that, you know, maybe sometimes there's a situation where it can help, but I'm saying that many times it is a underlying health issue. Maybe the nerves are have been damaged. Anyway, look at that site and you'll see more about it. But, you know, I just think that there are other ways that we can resolve it. This is exactly what happened with our dear friend, that she was able to resolve it without SSRIs. Anyway, so, but always they talk about, oh, just pop a pill and that'll solve it. And clearly that does not. Anyway, each shooter has one, a therapist. Coincidentally, and Lord only knows, you know, what different types of medications they have someone on. You've seen the commercials on the Fox News or whatever, CNN, that they'll say, oh, if you are taking an SSRI for depression or bipolar, and then it's causing you to twitch, we'll take this medication. And then next thing you know, someone's taking just a concoction of all these medications. Targets, relocation within 30 days of each shooting, new name. FBI doesn't know this. Spooks are hard to find. Dream to reality. It's time to wake up. Wakey, wakey. It's time to wake up. These people are criminals. And they've laughed at us all these years, but now they're not laughing so hard because we're on to them. And so it's really important that we share this information and help everyone understand, you know, what's going on. And then also help the people who are having mental health issues, how they can get the help that they need. I hope that this is all helpful. It was really helpful for, like I said, for in my friend's case. All right, so yeah, this one is very interesting. Look at this one on a little farther down on post 1630. Why are Freemasons on the scene of most shooting locations? Openly giving interviews or in background shots? And they always have like the hat or a pin. If you look, you'll see it. Symbolism will be their downfall. So that's, you know, of course, what we know is that these are how they have used these secret societies to be the, you know, either part of the spokesman of these tragic events or to be the firemen, you know, infiltrating these groups. And so this is how they've used these Freemasons. Now, there are many people who've joined in league with the Freemasons, and maybe they are just useful idiots and they don't understand how they're being used. I give room for that. But the unfortunate case is there are those who are part of it who do know. And it's about being involved knowingly, that they're knowingly part of this evil. All right, so yeah, that was the same post there on 16, there's 1629 again. All right, so then it says here, think logically, mass exodus in D.C. Let me scroll down a little bit farther. Why must the DOJ and FBI be clean first? What is the DOJ responsible for? What is the FBI responsible for? Why did HRC get a free pass? Use logic. Define single shooter. Okay, so anyway, so that's another time that he used the word shooter. And then look at this one here on post 995. This is way back from April of 2018. It says, coincidence, another MSM narrative change upon release of damaging news. Of course, President Trump, there's always so much damaging news, with that, especially lately, that is coming out. All that President Trump is doing, and they do not want people talking about any of these things, whether it's about Epstein or Obama or what he's doing over in, as was doing over in Scotland. They don't want us talking about these things, so they always have to do a diversion, and that's what they're talking about. What 17 was talking about. What is this? Isn't this a coincidence that right when there's damaging news that they have to do a narrative change, and they know that everyone's going to look. When they hear about some terrible catastrophe like this, people are waking up. Trace the background of the shooter. Of course, Anons are on it. I'm not going to really go into that specifically. I'm just wanting to connect the dots on what's going on with all the shooters. Focus on father, 20 years. Okay, so that was another one. And then let me see if there's some more down here. Okay, here's one. This one was after the Douglas High School shooting, back in, February 23rd, 2018. Can you believe? It's just outrageous to me that this has been going on so long, but that's what it's taken for people to wake up. Who do you think is leaking the information? Take a wild guess. Analyze shooter, who's just a pawn. It's just a pawn. And then what's so sad is that the person ends up, you know, killing themselves. Like a little remote control vehicle. I'm going to show you that in just a second. But they're just a pawn in this evil, twisted, demonic game that they play. Voices in his head. We know. We are taking action behind the scenes. CNN was set up. Stupid. Yeah, this is what is happening. Yeah, libel laws, end of MSM. I don't know exactly how that's going to work out because it's been a while. But they've probably said a lot of things that they will be held to account for because of libel against these people. The post number 773 from February 15th, 2018. Have any recent shooters received therapy in the past? You were chosen for a specific reason. Okay, so yeah, and I've got a video to show you. This is exactly what is happening, and they're tracking these people, and I'm going to show you in a second how they can actually trigger them to do some of these evil events. That sounds outrageous, but that is what really MK Ultra is all about. Think the Bourne Identity. I'm sure you guys have, everybody's seen the Bourne Identity. If you haven't, go look at it. Bourne. And that's, basically telling us. They were telling us on the movie. So that's, we thought it was a movie. No, it's reality. Okay, here's the information about MK Ultra. And I'll put this, I think this link probably still works. Here's a link about the from WikiLeaks, the CIA activities in Canada. So I'll just pop that one over here into the chat in case you guys want to copy that right there. The CIA convinced the Allen Memorial Institute to allow a series of mind control tests on 9 patients in the Montreal school as part of their ongoing Project MK Ultra 7. The experiments were exported to Canada when the CIA recruited Scottish psychiatrist Donald Ewan Cameron, creator of the psychic driving concept, which the CIA found particularly interesting. Get a load of this. Cameron had been hoping to correct schizophrenia by erasing existing memories and reprogramming the psyche. He commuted. Let me see if I can make this a little bit bigger. See if you guys can actually read this. I don't know if I can make it any bigger. Okay, let's see. Now it's gone. Okay, let me scroll down. Here, is that a little bit better? Okay, Cameron had been helping to correct schizophrenia by erasing existing memories and reprogramming the psyche. He commuted from Albany, New York to Montreal every week and was paid $69,000 from 1957 to 1964 to carry out MKUltra experiments there. In addition to LSD, Cameron also experimented with various paralytic drugs as well as electroconvulsive therapy at 30 to 40 times the normal power. 17 was telling us about this long, long ago. His driving experiments consisted of putting subjects into drug-induced coma for weeks at a time, up to 3 months in one case, while playing tape loops of noise or simple repetitive statements. Can you imagine? They get someone and get them on the SSRIs, and then they use them as like a remote control robot. That's what he's talking about. That's the MKUltra program. His experiments were typically carried out on patients who had entered the Institute for minor problems such as anxiety disorders or postpartum depression, many of whom suffered permanently from his actions. His treatments resulted in victims' incontinence, amnesia, forgetting how to talk, forgetting their parents, then thinking their interrogators were their parents. When lawsuits commenced in 1986, the Canadian government denied having any knowledge that Cameron was being sponsored by the CIA. The CIA, anybody want to tell me how many pieces we're going to blast them into? 1,000 pieces. It's got to go. It's got to go. This is just absolute evil. Absolute evil. All right, so I want you to see that. I'll show you that in just a second. Hang on real quick. I've got this one up here a little bit farther up. He was also talking about, here we go. Posted on Twitter prior to the shooting. There's a manifesto that was posted prior to the shooting. Calls to ban, remove Twitter. Calls to ban, remove 8chan for the same reason. Congressional hearing. Why was there a coordinated effort to remove and ban 8chan? What was the reason? What was the real reason? Okay, so they don't want the truth coming out about these incidences. And that's why we've got to be the ones to share this truth. And I don't think it's going to be that hard for people to connect those dots, that they can do such a thing as this. With between that and all the spraying in the skies and all the other things that they do, the jab, I mean, as much as we hated the jab, that really woke up people to realize if they would go to that extent, there's nothing they would not do. All right, so it talks about these, the police. Police from several suburban municipalities are staging in the parking lot of Cedarbrook Plaza. Early reports say there's an active shooter in the Cheltenham Walmart. Okay, so the thing is, were they there beforehand? You know, they knew beforehand what was going to go down. Is that what he's leading us to believe? And the other thing is, that this is that the police don't ask about the therapist. They don't drill down on that. They don't ask questions. Oh, there's legal, we can't get any information from a therapist. Well, I'm sure if there were people that were killed that were involved and the shooter's dead, I feel very sure that they could get that information, but they use that as an excuse not to even try. So most of the police are just doing what they're told by their authority figure, by the higher up. All right, so I want you to see that one, and I want you to see, there was one more that I had for you. Let me see if I can have this one, find this other one for you. Here's the one I was going to show you. Here's the one. There was a lady on Bannon today talking about how they never talk to the therapist. This is an epidemic in our country, how they're harming so many people with all these SSRIs. And whenever an incident like this happens, the police never ask the therapist. So basically this is what was being talked about. Okay, so this is where today RFK came out saying that he's going to investigate the effects of SSRIs. Okay, so basically a lot of these can be used as an MKUltra drug, like what I was just talking about. Okay, so yeah, outrageous. Okay, check this out. Okay, I got to make it a little louder. Let's see if you can hear this. Make sure you can hear it.
What do you think can get us to a better place, Bobby? What have you figured out while you've been in the role and actually been inside the machine?
You know, I try to stay within my guardrails. I try to look at the things that I actually can change. And, you know, we're looking at the contribution of SSRI drugs, which are new in the experience of humanity, at black box warnings against violence, against suicidal ideation, against homicidal ideation. We need to look at the contribution that they have to the generalized violence. We need to look at the declines in public health, which are dramatic. And the food supply, which also affects moods, it affects depression, it affects mental illness. if people are mitochondrially challenged anymore. You know, there's a professor at Harvard, Dr. Pollan, who is actually curing schizophrenia with using right. dietary changes. And right. there are, you know, there are case after case of that. So I, you know, I really try to focus on the things that I can change here at HHS, and then hope everybody else is doing their job to make this situation better.
Yes, thank you, RFK Jr. We really thank you, Lord, for RFK Jr. He's so brave, even after he knows what happened to his father and his uncle. He's just so courageous, and I really just appreciate him because he's going right, you know, using this terrible tragedy to go straight to the big pharma. That's just what he's doing. And he's saying that investigating the SSRIs, and I really appreciate what he said, which is exactly what I was saying before. I'm going to go ahead and click on it because it's just so important that we have this information. Okay, so when you go over to the health page, I'm going to click on the bipolar disorder, and when you scroll down, I've got information where it talks about the CBD, how the nerves are not sending the proper signals, and so someone they're completely disoriented, and they're so subject to easily have the be triggered to do something, and think of it as like frayed nerves, okay? And then actually, I'm going to scroll down super quick. I'm going to just scroll all the way to the bottom. At the bottom, you'll see this book here, The Natural Medicine Guide to Bipolar Disorder. It's not just bipolar disorder. This girl wrote this. She had been hospitalized 4 times with bipolar disorder. But it's not just about that disorder. It's about any mental illness. And she's talking about how she's completely well just by doing natural things like the CBD, like her dietary changes, like making sure that she has adequate amino acids in her diet, and maybe supplementing if necessary. All these types of things. So this is where I got all of this, even vibration therapy. She talks about all this in the book. And so, you know, when my friend was struggling, we're like, let's try something, you know, all these things. And we did. And it was really just so wonderful and amazing. So, yeah, this is exactly what he's talking about here. I'm going to go ahead and pop that into the chat, and you guys can put it in the comments section, please, for me. So, yeah, this is exactly what he's talking about. It can be healed. I know they don't like that word, but what else you call it when someone isn't sick anymore? You know, when, you know, then you don't have to have all this, these drugs that cause all these different side effects. But yeah, so this is the information about the CBD oil, all this. So check into all that. Actually, you can find out more about the CBD on freedomforce.live/CBD. All right. Anyway, let me just click on it if it takes you right to it. No, that's a different one. All right. So anyway, I'll get that fixed. But bottom line, freedomforce.live/CBD. All right. So this is very, very strange. But this is basically showing that this is information that has been out there about converting brain signals into action. Like I said, like a remote control vehicle. This is not science fiction. This is not Star Trek. This is real. It's on the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences. Okay, so this is a white paper on this very concept of what they have been able to do. And they're saying they're using it to help people who have paralysis and have lost limbs, but it can be used for nefarious purposes also. Okay, I understand about helping people to get well. I'm all for it, but there's, you know, unfortunately, not everyone is in it to help humanity. Many could benefit from technologies that could help them carry out daily activities, but high-tech prosthetics and other such devices are not always sufficient to meet these needs, particularly for those who are paralyzed. To improve the quality of life for these individuals, NCATS support investigators at Pitt are exploring 2 different computerized chips that convert brain cells into an action simply through the patient's thinking about the action, so that they can actually just think about something and then it causes their hand to move. It's amazing. It really is amazing. The problem has always been the control of the prosthetic by someone who has had with the limited ability to move. I mean, this girl literally was sitting there thinking about, and her prosthetic hand was literally on the table, and it was doing this number. That's pretty wild. And it's all by this chip. just as wild as it is that I'm sitting here in, you know, in my office at my house, and I'm able to talk to you all, and we're able to join together. I mean, this is, we're living in such an amazing day. I really don't think that we could have had the Battle of Armageddon unless we had the internet. We really, really, really needed the internet. We didn't even know what that was, but I'm so glad we have it now. And I'm sure, you know, John had no idea what any of that was. But anyway, it's really amazing that we do. Anyway, so this, you can read more about this. I'll go ahead and pop this into the chat so you guys can read that article too. But this professor of neurobiology at the medical school have built a collaborative research program to develop brain-computer interface devices that interpret the brain's still intact command abilities and convey them to high-tech prosthetics and assistive devices. Okay, so if they can do that, then could they put something in your brain to go and shoot people? Yes. The thing is, we are not evil. We cannot think of that anyone would do such a thing as that, but we're dealing with people who are pure evil, and these people do not want to go to prison. This is what we were being told. You know, it's like, oh, you're out of your mind. No way, Melissa Redpill. There's no way that's really what's happening. Well, we were told this on the boards back since 2018. And so this is what, and there's another post. I don't know if I have that post handy. But there was one where it was talking about if someone is not understanding of how the dangerous situation that we're in, of this danger, then they should not be part of the discussion. I think that was basically the post. Let me see if I can find that one super quick. Let me just see if I can find that one super duper quick. Maybe someone in the chat can tell me what was that word? What would I look up? Part of the discussion. I think that was the term. Basically, you know, a lot of people are like, well, why is this taking so long? And why can't we get this done and all that? And the problem is, if you realize that there are people who would have no problem sending out someone to do a shooting, you know, you realize, okay, this definitely, these, you know, we're dealing with a level of evil that is, it's just beyond what any of us can imagine, and that President Trump has to do whatever's necessary to keep everyone as safe as possible, right? All right, so let me see if I think I posted it today. This was something, this one right here. Here we go. This is from MJ Truth Ultra. He said, okay, here's from this post. It says that, ask yourself, would the public understand the following statement that rogue actors, clowns, initiated a missile launch in order to force the U.S. into a war conflict against X, against a certain group? Most people would not, they would not have any understanding about that at all, that the CIA was involved in starting literal wars. You know, and this was way back I think this post was way back from 2018. You know, people were not ready. I'm hoping that people are ready to understand that now. You know, we've been working toward that. Every day that we post, every day that you guys share the things that I post, that you get, we all get this out there. Just like that army I was reading to you about from Joel 2, that we go over the walls and through the windows and they can't stop us. That it's more and more people are able to believe that they would do such a thing as this, right? Those who cannot understand that we cannot simply start arresting without first ensuring the safety and well-being of the population, shifting the narrative, removing those in D.C. through resignation to ensure success, defeating ISIS and MS-13 to prevent fail-safes, freezing assets to remove networks and network abilities, killing off the COC to prevent top-down communications orgs, should not be participating in discussions. Okay, I think that's almost exactly what I typed in. But anyway, so that's the post. If someone can't, and I know sometimes we get frustrated. I understand. We get frustrated. We're like, why is this taking so long? And I want this thing to be over, blah, blah, blah. Right, okay. I understand. We all get that way. But we don't want anyone hurt. We want as few people hurt as possible. We do not want to initiate World War III nuclear holocaust, right? So, anyone who doesn't understand the seriousness of this and how the danger of this and how dangerous these people are and what they're willing to go to, the lengths that they're willing to go to should not even be part of the discussion because they're clearly not red-pilled enough. But we do. We understand. We're up against pure evil. That's why I've written the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. We're in the Battle of Armageddon. But the good news, it's the end times for them. The end times is about the end for them ruling over us and a thousand years of peace for us. The golden age is a thousand years of peace for us. So, you know, we do understand. You guys on my channel understand that. We've been fighting this battle for long enough. We know we're up against the literal Antichrist. Okay? We know that. And so whoever doesn't know that, keep trying to help people see that. And like I said, they can get that book on Amazon for $2.99. They can listen to it on my website right here. When you go to audiobooks right here, they can get the audiobooks right here. And they can listen to it, okay? So to help them to piece this together, because I know it is very, very complicated. All right, so I was going to show you one other quick thing. Where is it? All right, that one right there. Okay, so because you see that they, you know, we have to ensure the safety and well-being of the population. We have to shift the narrative, right? Right, it says here, we have to shift the narrative. We have to remove those in D.C. through resignation. We have to get, you know, these pixie sticks have to be, these people have to be removed. You've got to make sure that everyone is safe. You've got to, you know, you've got to defeat MS-13. You've got to remove these criminals that have come into our country, and you've got to freeze the assets, to remove the network-to-network ability. Now, we know that a lot of assets have been frozen in the that I've shown you in the SDN list, right, from the OFAC on the treasury.gov. To remove network ability, kill off COC, chain of command, to prevent top-down comms/org. Okay, all these things have to be done before arrests can be made. Okay, you can't start arresting people without ensuring all these other things are done. All right, so you guys know that. And so I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew about what 17 had said, how the technology that they have to do literal born identity. And maybe if you just talk to someone and say, you know, they may not want to read all this stuff. They might not want to watch this lady on the video. But say, born identity, they probably have heard of that. They might have seen the movies. It's like two or three of these movies. That stuff is real. And if they, you know, then you can say, if they're interested, then you can send them this information, okay? And say, this is not just a movie, this is real, okay? All right, so let's keep going. Okay, so the next thing I want you to see is about the Federal Reserve. This was a very interesting conversation that Bannon was having. I've got a lot of great nuggets from Bannon today, or in the past couple of days. Okay, so here is a man named James Fishback, and he has been going against the Federal Reserve. Yay, and the Federal Reserve. Well, remember I showed you on the last video, if you haven't seen that one, go back and look at the last video where I talked about the Federal Reserve, that it's not going to be really ending it. It's going to be restructured, okay? And gold will destroy the Fed, okay? So it's going to be a total restructuring of that so that it's not used to, you know, harm the people. And enrich these criminals. All right, so this guy right here has been trying to get down to the bottom of what's been going on with the Federal Reserve, and I really applaud him, James Fishback, for doing that. CEO of Azoria, A-Z-O-R-I-A, he's doing a great, amazing job. But he was saying that they were having this hearing, and they were trying to get the information, but they're saying, oh, no, this is where you're not allowed to have all that information. Well, there is an act called the Freedom of Information Act, not that one, that's FOIA. It's called the Sunshine Act. He'll tell about it. I'll let him speak for it. Anyway, he was saying that, and they're saying, well, but still we have the ability to keep this is top secret, blah, 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 right, like they always do. But they've been having meetings with another group, and that they don't have that protection. And because they don't have that protection, then they can't hide their secret information. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. All right, so let me see if I think it's about at this 50-second mark.
The Federal Reserve asked to dismiss our case. That was swiftly denied by a judge who was appointed by President Obama. So we were thankful for that. And the second win, I couldn't even believe this, Steve, that it happened. But the Federal Reserve revealed something in open court that we didn't even know about. that legally speaking, tomorrow's Federal Reserve meeting is actually a joint meeting of two separate legal entities. The first of which is the Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, Steve, that sets the interest rates in the entire economy. The second entity is the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. Now, why does that matter? Why does it matter, this joint meeting? Because the Board of Governors, their lawyers conceded in federal court today, is actually subject to the transparency mandates of public observation from the Sunshine Act. And so when you have a joint meeting between a entity like the Board of Governors that is subject and an entity that is not subject, the FOMC, the entire meeting becomes subject to the Sunshine Act. I looked to our counsel at our table in the court today, and we just could not believe that the Federal Reserve admitted that in open court, something that we were not even privy to, that these meetings are being held as joint meetings, which mean they are absolutely subject to the transparency disclosures of the Sunshine Act.
Okay, how about that? How about them apples? That was pretty cool. Kind of a big tell that they, any meeting that the Federal Reserve Board of Governors has had with this FOMC, the Federal Open Market Commission, they are, all that they've discussed in their meetings is absolutely open for, according to the Sunshine Act. How about that? So they can do, I guess, FOIA requests for all those minutes, for all those meetings, and they can start pulling on those threads. That was huge, because before, forever, it's just been like, you can't be privy to any of the things that we're talking about. We're, you know, this is none of your business, typical, you know, government baloney. But this is huge. He was really excited about that. So I wanted to share that with you. So this is the first big chip. You can see by the look on his face how huge that was. And so it's the first big chip at the Federal Reserve. And, of course, as I just talked about this on the last video, that President Trump, of course, was going over there, and it's under construction. And he's really just nailed Jerome Powell, and a big embarrassment to him. So something big is going to be happening with the Federal Reserve. I don't think that we're going to have to, you know, wait that much longer on that one. Okay, so the next thing is, of course, our wonderful president with all these tariffs. Now, $150 billion. This is the newest news that just came out today. Over $150 billion in tariffs within the past 6 months. He's the deal maker in chief. Let me just tell you something. Okay, so President Trump has always been doing deals, and he has benefited from these. He's become a billionaire because he's such an amazing deal maker. Now he's using all those mad skills for us. Now, who has benefited in the past for with all of his? Now, anyone that he chose to bless, of course, but his family has become ultra wealthy, all of his kids. And so we're kind of we're kind of his kids now. We're getting to have the benefit of all his deal making all over the world, and by all accounts, the tariffs have been a monumental success. And by all accounts, they are saying that the European deal was just a slam dunk. And all they thought this was going to tank the economy. Well, they were wrong. They were wrong. And President Trump was right. And they've had to admit that, which is so, so great. Okay, so here's what Josh Hawley is talking about on the tariffs. Here it's saying that it's going to be what he's saying. Now, this is not from President Trump. This is what Josh Hawley is putting before the Senate. So maybe this is from Trump. I don't know. But he was telling Bannon today that it would be $600 per person. So if you have a family of five, that'll be $3,000, which would be a nice little chunk of change, right? Putting that in your pocket. It's a pretty good start. And the thing is, it's not just a one-time thing. Not like that, oh, what was that that cheese that we got a few years ago that they gave us the stimulus package, right? It was called a stimulus package. But that thing was from a quantitative easing. That was baloney. This is like a dividend check. Let's just say, you have a wealthy uncle who has made a great investment, and money is coming in. And it's not just that you would, if he says, I'm going to make sure you get a part of the proceeds, and not just this one time would you get a dividend, but ongoing, let's say monthly or quarterly or however often. So, you know, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And also for people, anyone making, I think, $150,000 and less. So anyway, check this out, what Josh had to say.
People laughed at us when we talked about Liberation Day. They mocked the war room. They mocked you. They mocked others. President Trump's on a roll right now on his redoing what I call redoing the restructuring and rewiring the commercial relationships in the world. And we know that they're either going to move manufacturing here or they're going to pay, you know, the tariffs, and the cash is pouring in. Now, you've come up, I believe, with an idea to say, hey, look, how about this? Let's give a rebate check. I think it's $600 to every American coming off the tariffs. My question is, we're going to have a $2 trillion, and this I'm going to get to in a second, what I think's happening in the Senate right now, but we're going to have a $2 trillion deficit this year because we did a CR in Biden's. I believe the Senate is set up to give us an omnibus bill, I don't know, like 5 days before the 30th of September for the year. So we're in, with another $2 trillion deficit. Is it reasonable? What's your logic? Because you're one of the smartest guys in the Senate. And look, I love it. But how do we justify giving Americans $600?
Okay, so I appreciate Bannon. I love you, Bannon. I'm crazy about you. But I'm telling you, people out here are struggling. I don't know if you realize that, Bannon. People out here are struggling. Serious. It's the struggle is real. And so, yeah, I understand paying off debt. I'm not a debt person. I don't like debt. I don't want to have any debt at all for myself or the country. Okay, I understand all of that. But let's just be honest. This is found money. This is found money that President Trump has found. And yes, it could go just as it always has. Imagine, you know, let's say your mom and dad, when you're a kid, they came into some money, and they could take all that money and use it to pay off a bill. Okay? Or maybe y'all could have some kind of special, like, oh, we're going to go to, you know, Water World or whatever you call it. It's to celebrate. Okay? I'm so tired of it just going into this black hole. Right, and not anyone getting the benefit. And then I think he's going to talk about this, but just imagine the benefit to the economy when people actually have some money in their pockets. This would be a stimulus to our economy also. And it's not like we're taking money out of our proceeds from taxes or whatever. We're taking money out of just money that poof, came in through into the air like President Trump created from his amazing deal-making capabilities. So check out what Josh says in response.
We're having a tough time paying the interest rates on our debt, sir.
Well, you wouldn't give it to everybody, Steve. You give it to working people. You give it to our people. I mean, you know, the rich people don't need it. And what I mean by that is all those Democrat donors on Wall Street, all these hedge fund guys who all hate the tariffs, by the way. And can we just take a second to underscore what you said about President Trump? Lo and behold, his tariff plan is working. He's getting these fantastic trade deals. And what I love about him, Steve, is not only is he getting more investment in the U.S. markets, fair deals for us where we actually can get into these markets on fair terms for our farmers and our manufacturers, but also he is locking in tariffs, 15% baseline tariff in the EU. Just remember back to January when Trump was proposing 10% global tariffs, and the Financial Times and people like that were melting down and saying, oh, that'll crash the global economy. Now they're celebrating it. So there you go. But number two, here's what I would say about this. These tariffs are raising incredible amounts of money. We're on track to raise over $150 billion from tariff revenues this year alone, this calendar year alone. My view is we ought to give a portion of that back to our working class, blue-collar voters who powered the Trump revolution, who got this president into office multiple times, and who are the backbone of this nation. Biden has crushed these people. What a legacy for Donald Trump to say, I'm going to take a portion of this massive money that he's raising on these tariffs and return it to the people who run this country and are going to build our future.
Thank you. Thank you. Hear, hear. Who likes what Josh Hawley had to say? Absolutely. President Trump would not be in this position if it had not been for MAGA working our, you know, what's off. We have worked and worked and worked to get us to this spot. And so, yeah, I get it, Bannon, about paying off the debt. But this is going to go so much farther. The people need relief. Somebody was saying on here, you need to fix your car. Joy needs to fix your car. Okay, so listen to this. This is Salty and Brave. I know you were saying $600 is just one electricity payment. I really do believe this is a dividend check. This is not a one-time thing. This is going to be something that's going an ongoing, maybe a quarterly payment, something like that. Okay, so just Everybody just hold on tight. Let me tell you, President Trump is going to make America rich. He's going to make Americans rich. Okay, and when he went over, remember he did all that over in the Middle East, and he went to Saudi Arabia and the Emirates and all that, and they're doing great. I mean, everything's dripping with gold and all that. They're, you know, everything, but he's got everything in the world they could ever long for. They know what we have taken it on the chin. We have all just been pinched down and pinched down and pinched down, and so he. You know, they were very happy to invest in America, because they want to do trade in America. But more importantly, they understand what has happened to America. We have been attacked with our health, with our finances, with the wars. I mean, all of it. Okay, so and the psychiatrist, I mean, just on and on and on, on and on and on. Okay, I'm not going to go into all that. But the point is, we're going to be rich. President Trump is going to make us richer than Saudi Arabia, richer than the Emirates, okay? This is where we're going. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. Remember, I've told you about that from the book of Nahum. All these lessons that I've read to you, all the minor prophets kept saying that all the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. This is the beginning of that. And it's really, takes effect Friday, August 1. So I can't tell you when you'll get your money, but this is what it looks like, you know, it's going to happen. It's like we're now going to be Trump's kids. Anybody up for that? Okay, for him to adopt us. He's adopting America. I love that. Anyway, I really do believe that that's how it's going to be. Now, the next thing Josh also said on this whole thing is they've got all these judicial nominees that they have held up. We really don't talk about this very much, but we should. That of all the things that President Trump is doing, he still has a skeleton crew. He doesn't have all of his judges in place, and some of these are lifetime appointments. And so basically what Josh Hawley was saying in this clip, he was saying, you know, we are using, now I know they're doing this recess in August, and Bannon was like, what are y'all doing this recess? There's all these other things that need to take place. Well, what can happen is during a recess, President Trump can force through his people so that he does not have to wait on Congress. I think that that's what is behind this. Okay, so I want you to hear what Josh had to say about this. Okay, I think I am. Come on. I think I'm going to have... Come on, Josh. Come on. All right. Okay, but while it's spinning, I guess I can refresh it. But go and make sure that you're on my X account, my Melissa Red Pill X account, and make sure to always go and not only put a heart, but post a reply. If you will just post a reply right there, that will really help the algorithm on these two to be seen. And now I lost that post. Hang on. Doing too much talking and not enough thinking. All right, here we go. Let's see if this is going to pop up.
From the states and the state legislature, it was kind of like the House of Lords. Okay. I mean, what happened here to make this happen? Because Mike Lee's going to come on in a couple of days. He's the same as you. We got a hammer. He's got a list of 135, but that's just not going to happen, is it?
No, not at this pace. I mean, as I said, I mean, we're taking hours and hours and hours of debate time, floor time for every single little nominee, and that's not to denigrate any of these nominees. They're wonderful. We need to get them through. But the point is, Steve, yeah, we can't fill the government. And the president can't get lifetime judicial appointments confirmed because they're filibustering every single one of them. So if you want my opinion, I mean, what I think needs to happen is I think it's time for the Senate leadership to go to talk to Mike Johnson over in the House and for them to get together and say, you know what, it's time to deliver an ultimatum to our Democrat friends, which is you either come to the table and play ball and start confirming these judges and these other nominees in a reasonable time frame like every other administration has done throughout history, or we're going to recess the House and the Senate together. We're going to recess as the Constitution expressly permits, and the president's going to fill up the rest of his cabinet and his administration with recess appointments. He has that explicit power under the Constitution. You know, you listen to the Democrats talking, like, oh, recess appointments, it's the worst thing in the world. BS. It's in the Constitution. Obama did it night and day. So I think it's time to deliver this ultimatum because the present course we're on is just not sustainable.
Right. Okay. I want to make sure that you knew that President Trump – does not have his people in place here. It's 6 months in. They're dragging their feet, and they can, President Trump, if they're in recess, President Trump can force these through with recess appointments. All right. So I think it, you know, because otherwise it just, it's like the, you know, just a bottleneck on all this. So I really, I'm for it. How, what do you guys think over in the chat? All right. So I want you to see that. And did you guys see, I just posted this on social media. If you guys are not familiar with my social media, when you go to melissaredpill.com, this is the social media right here. So you can see the X account. You can see the Telegram account, True Social, Getter. Those top four are the ones that we use all the time. All right. So President Trump just posted this, or this is this, I don't know that he has posted this. This was an audio that was on the whitehouse.gov, okay? And it's interesting. It's 1 minute, 11 seconds. Interesting. Interesting. If you guys are not familiar with 11:11, that is the famous verse from Revelation that says, God breathed life into them and they stood up, and great fear fell on all who were watching. That is because when we stood up and we started fighting back, they are in terror. This is all throughout the Old Testament, the woman in labor. If you're not familiar with any of that, go and look at my books, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I'm going to show you that here in just a second. This is my End Times, freedomforce.live/endtimes page. I'm going to pop this into the chat also, and please put that in the comment section. But that whole page is talking about just all of the wonderful news about end times. Just everything you want to know about end times, it's the truth about end times, it's right there. Short little videos. And then if you look here on all these memes that I created, one of them is about this woman in labor, also called the sign of the Son of Man in the New Testament. And it says when they see that sign, they'll be in great panic. Same thing as it says in Revelation 11:11, that when God breathed life into them, they stood up and the enemy was in great panic. And that's because we are awake. All right. So anyway, so this is interesting that just sidebar that was 1:11. And I know you guys are just like me. You just see that all the time. But bottom line, on this little clip that the White House put out, President Trump was talking about Epstein and about what he did at Mar-a-Lago. He said stealing these young women. Okay, so I think when he's saying stealing, I think he's talking about more than just getting them to go and work for him. He's using that word, but we need to help people understand what he's really meaning is they got them to come to this island and do all these evil things. They tricked them into that. And President Trump said, I'm not going to have it where you're coming in and, you know, doing that from Mar-a-Lago, you know. All right, so check this out.
It was the concept of taking people that work for me is bad, but that story's been pretty well out there, and the answer is yes, they were.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
What did they do?
In the spa.
In the spa.
Yeah, people that work in the spa. I have a great spa, one of the best spas in the world in Mar-a-Lago, and people were taken out of the spa, hired by him. In other words, gone. And other people would come and complain, this guy is taking people from the spa. I didn't know that. And then when I heard about it, I told them, I said, listen, we don't want you taking our people, whether it was spa or not spa. I don't want them taking people. And he was fine. And then not too long after that, he did it again. And I said, out of here.
Mr. President, did one of those stolen, you know, persons, that include Virginia Jeffrey?
I don't know. I think she worked at the spa. I think so. I think that was one of the people. Yeah. He stole her. And by the way, she had no complaints about us, as you know. None whatsoever.
Okay, there you go. I find that very interesting conversation. I know that that's going viral over on X. So definitely go and find that and share that because, you know, we're... As much as President Trump has said, but we don't want to, he doesn't really want to talk about it. He sure is talking about it a lot, right? And so, interesting, at first he says about Virginia Giuffre, I think that's the way you say her name. She, that he said, the girl asked, the reporter asked, did Virginia Giuffre work for Mar-a-Lago? Was she one of the ones that Epstein stole. That's the word they're using. And he says, I don't know. And then he says, oh, I think that is. Yes, she was. She worked there. Yes. And she was the one of the ones he stole. So he changed his tune a little bit. It made it a very interesting conversation. And really, to be honest, the genius of President Trump is that he knows on things like this what will cause something to go viral, because that really, it's very compelling when you listen to that. I know the sound quality is bad, but I think sometimes I think that makes people listen harder. It's just, it is truly, truly genius. But yeah, and really helping people to understand it's not about just that they were stolen to work for him. That's not what it's about. It's about taken from there to do evil, tricked into doing something evil and getting involved in something that they did not, you know, by all accounts, they were not wanting to be a part of what they ended up being a part of. Okay. All right. So now I've got something fun to show you from Romans chapter 8. I hope you guys enjoy that. I really do think God's word is fun. I really do think that it's so enlightening. It's so inspiring. It makes everything make sense. I just love it. I just love the word of God. And it answers just so many questions that we've had. This is from Romans chapter 8. And it talks about how the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling within us and giving us the power to do what he has called us to do. You know, to walk in a righteous way, to forgive, to overcome sin, to overcome guilt, to fight in this battle. This just all this by the Spirit of the living God, right? And I'm going to read this to you. And of course, we didn't have that before. When we were, you know, we're not operating under the Spirit of the Lord. Okay, he calls it the law of the Spirit of Christ Jesus. When we were operating under the law of sin and death, is what it talks about. We didn't have the power to do right. We just didn't have the power. We did. It's like the plug was not plugged in. The light was not turned on. It was. We did not have the power to do. You might want to do right, want to try to do right, but we just didn't have the power. Very similar. You know where I'm going with this. Very similar to humanity. Before the awakening, we did not have the power. We did not understand. We didn't have the unction of the Spirit of God to research. This is clearly the Spirit of the living God. This is why you're here. This is why I'm here. This is because something's happened and we are under compulsion of the Holy Spirit to research. And so take that the next step further. And this is imagine the power of the Holy Spirit in everyone in the golden age. Once these criminals are gone and everyone filled with God's Spirit, to make the world a beautiful place. How about that for the golden age? I'm enjoying writing my new book on the golden age. I think you're going to really, really love it. Okay, so here it is, Romans 8, verse 2. Miss Jacobs, are you here tonight? Say something in the chat if you're here, because I know you love this passage. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. I want to read that one more time. Do you hear that? I want you to stand in that and rest in that and rejoice in that. Just bask in the beauty and the truth of that. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There's the law, think of it not law like a set of rules. Think of it as the way you operate, okay? The operational situation of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, his life in you that he, as one, I think it's H. Clay who's always saying at the end, or maybe it's a Coast Writer saying at the end, let everybody go be Jesus's hands and feet. You know, this is he lives in us and he lives through us every day by the power of his Spirit dwelling within us. He's made us free from the law of sin and death. That law of sin and death, it was no bueno. It was no bueno. You were not in any control. You're like that remote control car that someone else is controlling your thoughts and your deeds. It's just like, it was no bueno. It was no bueno. We need to be powered by the Spirit of the living God. Amen? Amen? That's no doubt. All right. So it was weak through the flesh. But God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. That the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled in us who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We don't walk in that old way anymore. We don't walk according to the flesh anymore. We walk according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus now. Yay. We are our daily joy is to have the Lord guide our thoughts, to guide us on what he, you know, everything we want to click on, everything he wants us to research, everything he wants us to do for our family, everything he wants us, everything is about operating by his power in us. To love and to bring justice and to whatever it is, it's all him operating through us. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Okay, the reason I'm bringing this up is because that's what's been so great about the Great Awakening is that we are so many people. Because we already were operating under the Spirit, he awakened us, a certain group of us. He hasn't awakened all of his people. He's awakened a certain group. And if he can awaken us, he can awaken the rest, just like he did us that quick, right? And you know that we have been able to do this amazing thing to awaken humanity, you know, just and to fight the criminal cabal in the battle of Armageddon. It's an amazing thing. Always just pinch yourself. When you get frustrated and you get tired and you're like, come on, just remember this is, the Lord chose you for this, as I was just reading to you on the 17 post, and that you are so blessed to live in this day and to be awake and to be part of his army. Go back to the beginning of this video and listen back into Joel chapter 2. It's an amazing thing to be a part of that. Even understand what that verse is talking about. Now I'm like, oh my goodness, that's us. Anyway, so I want you to see that. But the next thing is, again, thinking of this for the golden age. Think of everyone operating under the Spirit, the influence of the Spirit, operating under the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. How about that? How about that? How about that? Okay, so I want you to hear all about that. I think that's everything I had to share with you today. I want to remind you, if you haven't done your research, your study, let's talk about this, the one for next, this Saturday. Let's see which one this is for this week. Have you guys done your homework yet? Last week we did the one on, we did the one on Haggai. If you haven't seen that, go to this page right here, live group study for the minor prophets, and you will. When you click on it, you'll see we have 5 in there so far. We did the one on Haggai last week about building the temple, and it's not about a building. It's about us. It's about building up God's people and building up the world to be a place of justice and peace in this in the world. Okay, so this week is going to be Hosea. That one... That one's, parental discretion advice. Anyway, that one's a little bit interesting. Let's just put it that way. All right, so we'll talk about that on Saturday. Don't forget to get ready for that one. And so, okay, here's the link to those videos. I'm going to pop that into the chat. And then the one also for the end times that we already have done, and it was, I think 28. 28 videos that will answer every question you ever had about end times. It answered all the questions I had. The Lord helped me to piece it together. I'm just pinch myself sometimes, really. I just can't even believe it, but the Lord helped me to do it. And here it is. I'll just pop this over here and you can watch those videos and catch up if you haven't seen those. But those are, and actually if you go onto Amazon, this link right here, you can get the study guide and do the study yourself, because it's one thing to listen to a video. It's another thing for you to do the study yourself, okay? All right, I'm going to put this here, study guides and right here and books. And I think that's it. Yes, I'm so happy to, Debreece888. It is my joy. It is my joy. And thank you for being here so that I won't just be talking into this screen. It makes me so happy that you guys love it, and I know how much you love the research and especially how it's connected to God's Word, and so and how this is biblical. All right. I think, okay, so that's where you go and see the studies. I've got the links right over there, just over on, when you look in the video playlist right there. All right. And then, yeah, this is on the End Times page. And so maybe if you, you know, want, take, grab these memes. I think you should just say save image as. Okay. Just right click and hit save image as, and then you can save it on your laptop, whatever. So you can save it on your laptop and share it with other people. Email it, text it, you know, however you, whatever's the best way for you to share it with people, because to help them understand what the truth is about 666, the truth about the Antichrist, the truth about the horseman, the truth about the 1111 I was just talking about. So all these different things. This one's a little bit more intricate, the four living beings, but that was a big decode that the Lord helped me to put together too. All right, I think that's it. And if you want to listen to the audiobook, that's right here on my page also. The audiobooks are right there. All right, I think that's it. I guess it's time to go. I love you guys. Okay, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you for what you are doing in this world and how you've awakened us. And we know that since you awakened us, we're living according, you know, walking according to your spirit. You very well are able to awaken all the rest of your people who love you, and you just haven't, for your own reason, haven't awakened them yet. And we know it's because it would be very, very dangerous. And we understand that all this has to be done exactly according to plan, according to your perfect precision plan. And we just trust that you know the way to do it. And we put our trust in you completely. Thank you for guiding our wonderful president. Thank you for that $150 billion in tariffs. And I pray that soon the people will get that money so that they can breathe, and that this will be passing all that money around, all around our country, and helping to stimulate our economy, and just helping the people who are struggling. I thank you and I praise you that you've seen us through this far. I pray that you will just protect us from all the tricks and the traps of the enemy. Lord, protect all your people, protect the police officers and the military and the first responders and the ones who are just out there walking around. Protect our wonderful President Trump. Hedge us in with your shield of protection. Surround us with your angels, Lord, and guide us so that we know exactly what you would have us to do and say and where to go and all these things that you would have us to do. You've seen us through this far. We know you'll see us through to the end, and then we'll live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains, because we have worked hard. Thank you for the battalion. Thank you for them, each one of them. I just pray you continue to bless them, help them with everything that they have in their lives. Just help them to know that you are right beside them. Help them to remember how they are so blessed to be awakened and for you to guide them by your spirit every day. Lord, help us to get this truth out. You've given us this task to get the truth out about end times, Lord. I don't know how, except by your spirit, that you're going to guide us on getting that job done so everybody can wake up and realize this is the end times for them and not for us. It's a 1,000 years of peace for us. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Did y'all have fun? I did. I love you guys. Don't forget, I'm going to just pop in here. Oh, there's Miss Jacobs. Hey, Miss Jacobs. Amen. Don't forget my pillow. Don't forget to get all kinds of goodies from him. He's just so wonderful. I appreciate him so much. And I hope that he gets his $60 million back. So let's do whatever we can and to support him. MyPillow.com/Melly, M-E-L-L-Y, the code Melly. All right. Thank you, R. Carly. I love you guys. They're so sweet. I'll be on the chat for just a few minutes. And that's it. We'll have more. I'll see you maybe before. If so, watch the social media if I see you before. But if I don't see you before, then I'll see you on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Central. Don't forget to do your homework on Hosea, okay? And then I'll see you Sunday morning at 11. All right, guys. I love you with all my heart. And I'll talk to you later.